time now to check in with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, who joins us on the phone right now at the start of the week. Mayor, how are you?
I am doing well, and what a beautiful day here in Hillsborough and across the Triangle and in Chapel Hill.
It really is, and good that we're getting the nice weather again after what we all experienced last week, right?
Indeed. Nevertheless, things have been well. We just had a wonderful handmade parade. We were a little edgy about the rain yesterday, but it was quite a delight to see all the puppets, and turned out to be just right.
That's awesome. And then we got another really cool event coming up this weekend, right?
Oh, that's right. It is an amazing place for the arts here, and the handmade parade yesterday was amazing. Next weekend is a three-day event called Paint It Orange. It's a plein air event, and there's several dozen artists, including myself, who will be out and about Friday, Saturday, and Sunday doing plein air painting. They'll be out in public spaces in Orange County. This is organized by the Orange County Arts Commission and the Hillsborough Arts Council and a number of other places. Artists will check in. You have to get your canvases stamped that you're painting them actually in plein air, on site, and will go to various locations in Orange County. We'll be painting up a storm on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then turning those in Sunday for an award ceremony and a show that'll happen on on Sunday evening, and that show will be up through last Friday and through November. So that's just a wonderful show, and of course the proceeds of that goes to the Hillsborough Arts Council and to the Arts Commission.
Awesome. Again, that's this weekend, and we're speaking with Mayor Tom Stevens, who's going to be part of that. One thing that I know is not happening in Hillsborough, and this would have been for the beginning of November, and to get an update on this, is Hillsborough Hog Day, right?
Well, yes, that's indeed correct, and certainly unfortunate. Hog Day, big event, really important to Hillsborough. It's been going on for, over 35 years, and most recently is being done by the Optimist Club, who, when the Hillsborough Chamber decided it was no longer viable for them to do it, sort of picked it up. They did it in Eflin for a couple of years and brought it back to Hillsborough. We're really excited about that. And they use that to raise funds for a number of local nonprofits. Of course, they had it scheduled in the weekend that Hurricane Florence hit, and just totally had to be canceled. My understanding is the Hog Day Committee really scrambled, and we're looking to see if there's an alternative day. There's over two dozen, close to three dozen, barbecue cookers and bands and craft folks, and a lot to rearrange. But they were really trying, working hard to see if they could get it rescheduled. And they thought they would be able to do the second and third. That was okay, certainly with the town and with the Orange County Parks Department. But I think the Board of Elections kind of realized, hey, that's the last 2 days of essentially early voting. And Hog Day, people will attest, has a huge impact, has an impact on parking. And, of course, it's pretty much surrounded the whole Board of Elections area. And so I know the Hog Day Committee worked with the town officials, with county officials, and did a very thoughtful plan about what can we do to mitigate leaving the roads open, not use the Board of Elections parking lot. That's a big issue. I think they got presented to the Board of County Commissioners, and they really weighed and looked at alternatives. And I think when push came to shove, great plan for mitigation, but still is just really concerned about it would just create barriers for people who are wanting to vote. The last day of early voting, the last 2 days are very, very busy, usually 1,000 people or more coming in. And it just seemed like it was just going to be incompatible to have a major festival right in the middle of the county grounds where the Board of Elections is located on the same day. And so that's unfortunate. I think the Hog Day Committee really didn't have a whole lot of room to move on alternative days, mm-hmm. but they certainly looked at that. And so they have decided that they're not going to do Hulk Day this year. Based on a press release that they did earlier today, they are thinking about a smaller kickoff event, maybe around Groundhog Day or something early in the year, and then get, you know, back on the horse and get Hulk Day going for 2019. So that's the current plan and state of affairs regarding Hulk Day.
Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, and again, hillsboroughnc.gov is the town's website. You want more information on town government affairs, visit hillsboroughnc.com if you want information about the events and happenings calendar. And of course, a lot is always happening in Hillsborough, weather or no weather. We've had a couple of significant rainstorms, obviously, just in the last couple of weeks that have caused some havoc in terms of scheduling and events and happenings and things like that. And we've also got construction going on the sidewalk project on West Hillsborough on the West End. And I imagine the weather from the last couple of big storms has affected that a little bit. But what's the latest on that?
Well, it has affected that a little bit. And certainly they're doing some rework. One, they had to replace a couple panels in a sidewalk that had been already installed on Calvin Street because of the big tree that fell. It did slow down some of the sidewalk pouring, but essentially the sidewalks around the Calvin Street and the commercial area that's in front of Mystery Brewing and Nash Street and Paul's at the corner, the sidewalks are completed on both sides of the street. The curbing looks really beautiful. It goes around the street and the sidewalk all the way to down Calvin Street to the Riverwalk entrance is all completed. So the focus of the project is now shifted toward the Gold Park Riverwalk connection, that last little part by the mill that would connect from Gold Park to Eno Mountain Road. And so they're working on that. They certainly had a lot of the stormwater and mud to contend with, but that's what they're working on now and seeing if they can knock that out. So that project is reasonably on time and coming right along. You do want to be careful if you're traveling in that area, but they've just done a remarkable job of keeping the traffic moving, keeping the project moving. The new sidewalks are really beautiful. And it feels like it's going to be so much safer there. And I will say, if you're out there on the weekends at Wits or Mystery Brew or any of the other establishments out there, it is busy and it's a fun place to be. So it feels like it's the businesses have just really rolled with it and everyone's working really hard. So a great place to be on the weekends and as is downtown and other places in Hillsborough. So. What can I say? There's always happening things in Hillsborough.
And I've been down there, and you really, I mean, the work is going on, but you can get in, you can get out. You don't even really notice that there's any kind of delay or obstruction or anything like that.
That's right. And, of course, there's a big parking area downtown, and mm-hmm. that really helps. And you have to, again, walk around the roped area. We, you know, always encourage people to be careful. But it is going to be so much better with that curb, and ultimately there'll be two crosswalks. There will be much better just in terms of the alignment, particularly with cars coming out. It used to be cars could come out at any given point. It was a kind of a parking lot all the way across the road. Now there'll be specific entrances for the cars, and that'll make it easier for pedestrians and for vehicle travelers to kind of see each other. And ultimately, there's going to be a three-point stop section as opposed to just a kind of a moving curve around there. So it's coming right along. It's amazing around on the Eno Street side, right behind Nash Street Tavern, where they've redone that sidewalk. It's just beautiful wide sidewalk, and so that's quite lovely.
Again, visit hillsboroughnc.com for more information on Hillsborough events and happenings, hillsboroughnc.gov for more information on town government. Anything else going on in Hillsborough that people want to know about?
Well, quick preview. Every single weekend, we talked about the arts, mm-hmm. Plein air paint out this coming weekend. The weekend after that is River Park Concert,
yes.
Wood Brothers, Shoal Diggers, and other bands. That's a free concert on Saturday, the 27th. You do not want to miss that. And then the next two weekends, it's is the Orange County Artists Guild has their studio tours, and that's all throughout Orange County. And of course, there's this big concentration of artists right in the Hillsborough area. That's on Saturday and Sunday, both the third and fourth of November, and then the weekend afterwards, the 10th and 11th, I believe. And so, music, the arts. It is happening in Hillsborough. So come on up any weekend during the week. It's a fun place to be.
Sounds good. Mayor Tom Stevens, thank you so much.
You have a good day, Aaron.